Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shute from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast. My name is Doug. Today on the show, we're talking with the folks that plan and run Carnage every year. Carnage, if you're not aware, is a 3-day tabletop gaming extravaganza is what I call it. It's a convention in Killington, Vermont. They take over the Killington Grand Resort, and it's just 3 days of nonstop gaming. There's people that are gaming, you know, when I leave last year, when I left at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, there were people gaming, and then when I got back at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, they were still gaming. It was crazy. You guys have a great crew that comes in every year, and your attendance has been really, really great. And so I'm so happy that I can have you guys on. Let's do some introductions, and we'll just kind of chat for a little bit about the awesomeness that is Carnage Con every year in Killington, Vermont. Who would like to go first as far as doing introductions?
I guess I'll go. I'm Josh McGarry. I'm one of the Carnage members. I kind of oversee miniatures, and I guess I got unlucky enough to be the president this year. I don't know what happened. Meeting, all of a sudden they said you're it, and so I think that's how that worked.
Was there like straws, and you just pulled the straw?
I think I had stepped out of the room for a minute.
No. You guys do a great event. So evidently, they saw something that they really admired about your skill set, Josh, and decided that you would do that role very well, which I no doubt is going to be another great year this year.
We hope so.
Yeah. Doug, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Doug Gray. Recently put on the staff. I used to be kind of apprenticing under Rod is his name, who used to do all of board gaming, but I'm kind of taking over the responsibilities from him of organizing, making sure that we get a good balance of all the different types of board games, you know, Euro, American style, light, card, etc. So I've been taking that over, scheduling, and making sure that there's plenty of fun board gaming to be had at Carnage.
Nice. I like the fact that you used American style and not Ameritrash.
Yes.
That's
no discrimination. If you love board gaming, you're a friend of mine.
Hey, I those are the type of games that I love to play. So I don't really take offense to it, but I know there's folks that do. So I always, hey, whatever. It's all good. They're fun. They're fun.
Yes.
And then next to you is Emily. Emily, thanks for coming on. Let's. What do you have? Like, I think, I mean, Josh is the president, but I think, Emily, you have the most important role of this convention. If I say so.
Oh, I would agree.
Thank you.
You guys have a pretty face in front of everything else. They don't want to look at our mugs when they come in.
Yeah, no, it's not for sure.
I definitely have a face for radio.
is that why we're doing this podcast and not live, Josh?
Exactly.
I'm Emily Gray. I actually somewhat accidentally started a volunteer thing. I don't even know how to explain that. But as a result, I kind of accidentally took over registration. So you'll still see Josh and usually Chuck or Tom or someone else at the front desk dealing with all the weird stuff. But I make sure that you got checked in and make sure that you got all your swag and make sure that you know where you're going.
Nice. Yeah, because that's Carnage is a huge. It's like two buildings, and there's a lot to do at this event. So it's always good to have someone that really knows and is really informative when you get there right away, especially if it's your first year. And I think that's important. You did that last year as well. I think I saw you last year running the registration as well. There was people getting there first thing. Now people get there like Friday afternoon, and it goes
Friday morning.
Is it Friday morning? You open registration?
We have had issues. I wouldn't say issues, but there's always at least a couple people who start right around 10:30 or so. Hey, when are you opening? can I get my badge yet? It's like the con doesn't even actually open until noon. So no, I can't do that.
That's what you do is you start the VIP passes, and then let them pay like $20-$30 more, and then let them in for like an hour and a half early. And even though there's no way to you can't actually go in or anything, you just anyway,
feel special.
Yeah, exactly.
What we've actually seen over the last few years too is a lot of groups are arriving like Thursday evening and kind of getting settled into the hotel, kind of meeting up with friends and just kind of gaming in their room before the con even starts. I mean, and it's great to see that people really do. For a lot of groups, it's their yearly get together with friends that they don't see very often, and that's awesome. That's a big part of it that I know for me at least, I really like to see and enjoy that. That's something that Carnage is for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, I heard that from quite a few folks last year that they were getting there the day before and just doing it up and making it a 4-day event instead of just three, which is always great to see. So this is the 21st year of Carnage.
We're legal.
It's you've got you always, like you said, you have a good mix of board games, miniatures games, RPGs. What do you envision that's going? What's different this year compared to previous years? What are you kind of switching it up to make the 21st year any different from previous years?
That's tough. I think we've really figured out a balance that works.
Yep.
And a setup that works. So we don't really want to reinvent the wheel at this point. We always try to add new things. We've put a focus a little bit more this year on some of the non-gaming events.
Nice. That's good to always have stuff for folks that, have the spouses or whatnot come in.
And it's not only that, it's like we've got a round table on character design for RPGs, how to build a character, board game design, learning how to paint miniatures, both a basic and advanced class. And then we have like the sip and paint, the cross stitch, the needle felting, all these different things that are they subtly tie into the convention, but they're not necessarily purely sitting at a table for 4 hours and playing a game.
Right. I mean, and there's some gamers that they need that break to kind of do something else, for a few hours and then go back to gaming too. So I think that's great that you're offering all sorts of different activities besides just, typical gaming. Doug, you must be in charge of that one room, that one building that, what is it, that Rod's always in charge of? I can't remember what
Oscar Wilde?
Yes, Oscar Wilde. I couldn't think of that.
Josh and I both share that. We have miniatures and board gaming in there. And actually this year, board gaming is also spreading over across the street into the clubhouse just because of the sheer amount of games that we're trying to run.
Wow, nice. Very cool. Very cool. Are you? Are there any board games that you're personally very excited to maybe either show off or finally get to play? Because I know a lot of it is, it's always hard to find folks to game with, and we all have busy schedules. So is there any particular board games that you're excited to finally get to the table at Carnage?
The one I'm really excited about, in all honesty, is I have GKR, Giant Killer Robots. I went to Gen Con earlier this year, and I picked up the new expansion pack and the expansion pack that came with the Kickstarter. And I had the base game, so I'm bringing all that up with me and running that. So I'm really excited to get that to the table because I love games like that because they have such a table presence that, people just kind of walk by and be like, oh, man, that looks freaking cool.
I love that. I saw that on Kickstarter, and I was this close to bagging. I got to kind of cut back on Kickstarter.
I have to too.
I tell folks I'm a Kickstarter addict, and I'm really trying to curb that by now. With all these things that there's so many great products, so many great games on Kickstarter almost every week. So it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, you have to pick and choose. I mean, I'm down to instead of my 100, about 5 or 10.
That's not bad.
But definitely that one. And I have a lot of other games. I have a couple friends that come up with us from Connecticut.
Nice.
Every year we go to Gen Con and we try and pick up the most exciting games from there and make sure we can bring them back and show them off.
Sure.
So we have a couple other games like Everdell, where we got the collector's edition for that. We're bringing.
Nice. That's a very beautiful game.
Yes. Spaceship one.
Metley Cook.
Oh, Forbidden Island, I believe, is yep. or not Forbidden Island. Forbidden
Skies.
Forbidden Sky. Yep.
Because you're a rocket ship.
You're a rock. Yeah, not an island. So
nice. Yep. Now, Emily, since you do registration now, you mentioned you have friends that come up from Carnage. Do you get to see where folks like are from? Do you ever I'm sure there's privacy issues, but do you see a lot of folks that come from out of state and from maybe further away than we would anticipate?
Absolutely. Yeah, technically speaking, I can do a lot in that system that I probably shouldn't be allowed to. Josh actually probably has better numbers as far as actual numbers of people who come from different places. But yeah, I mean, it's all over New England. We've got people from Canada. I know we've got people from New York. I'm pretty sure we've seen some people from even further away than that.
People travel by plane to get picked up and move from Bradley and Albany and
especially
stuff like that. So, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's right.
I think last year we had... We had a couple from California. We had a couple from Oregon come out.
Wow.
A few from the Midwest. A couple around the Chicago area. And actually, we have three or four come over from Europe last year.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think they all came over for the diplomacy. But
yeah. Now we should note that you host the diplomacy world championship at Carnage, right?
We had the national championship.
National championship. I couldn't remember. I knew it was one or the other.
We're bidding, I say us, but the group that kind of hosts that in conjunction with Carnage is actually bidding on the Worlds for 2020 to be hosted at Carnage. So we're excited about that. We hope we get it. It'd be a great opportunity for the convention to get. And we would see 100 to 150 people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very cool. How long have you been at the Killington Grand Resort? You started out 20 years ago in the smaller venues, and then you've gradually, you know, grown in size and over the years.
The first one was Carnage at the Crossroads, which was at the Fireside Inn in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Yes.
And then I believe it was 4 years at Mount Ascutney before they shut down. 10 years at Lake Maury, and now this is our sixth year at Killington.
Oh, nice. Emily, you're mostly a board gamer. You mini gamer, RPG player. What usually hits your table?
Well, at home it's mostly board games.
Nice.
Yes, because when I go to conventions and stuff, when I get the chance, I actually like to do RPGs and things. It's a lot harder to do that when there's just, you know, two of you at home.
Absolutely.
So,
how many folks do you anticipate at Carnage this year? Last year, I think you said you had, I can't remember how many you said, Josh. How many did you think you had?
We had about 850 to 900. We're pretty confident in that number. It's always somewhat of a moving target, just because when you get that many people, kind of getting an accurate number can be difficult.
Sure.
Even with all the online registration and tracking, and we've gotten much better with that, but we anticipate this year 950 to 1,000.
Wow, that's great.
That's kind of what we're planning for. So
good for you guys. That's amazing. Now registration is open right now, so yes. If folks want to get on and get they should get their passes and everything online. What's the website that they should visit for to get the registered for Carnage for this year? And I don't know if I mentioned, but Carnage is November. I think we've gone all this time and we didn't even mention the dates. November 2nd through the 4th,
yes.
In Killington, Vermont. It's a great time of year. Usually it's like nice and cool. And you know, it's, you get that fall weather that usually there's no, I don't know if there's, they were making snow, I think, last year, but that was about it.
We've been lucky so far with you know, that early November. There's been a little bit of snow, but never enough to really cause an issue. But yeah, because we're of course the top of the mountains at even higher elevation than we are at the Killington Grand, they were making snow the whole time we were there. But so far the weather's been just really gorgeous the last few years that we've been there. Just really, really nice weather.
Yep. Yeah. No. It was great just to kind of, you've got two buildings. One, the snow shed, which is like where most of the RPG buildings, where most of the RPG players are at, and there's like this long bridge between the two buildings, and you know, you walk out that in the morning, and it's just a great sight to see, you know, first thing in the morning before you're inside and you and you're playing all these games and you don't get to see anything, you know, the weather all that much, but it was just beautiful up there on top of the mountain. So you know, from that standpoint, it's a great venue. But we were saying, where can folks were thinking about this registering, where should they go for registration? What's the website?
If you go right to our website, carnagecon.com, you'll find the links there. Or if you search us on Tabletop Events, which is the registration site that we use, you'll find us on there as well. And it's definitely a better idea to pre-register. You get a little bit of a discount for one, and nice. You're guaranteed for the games that you sign up for. And the system does a great job managing. If there's something you want to get into and it's full, you can get on a wait list. So it'll let you know if a spot opens up. And we have just a great group of game masters that come and run just across the board between all the different types of games that we run. And they see and they'll look at us and they'll approach us and say, "Hey, my game's full. Can you add two more seats? Can you schedule me another session?" So it's definitely worth getting on, getting pre-registered, getting on the wait lists. The system does a great job of notifying when the same game comes open or if a seat comes open. So it's we've been very happy with the registration system.
Nice. Now this is the second year for this registration system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice, yep. Nice. Emily, did you get to work the registration before this? I've heard horror stories with the pre software and online registration. Has this online system made a world of difference? It's kind of a non question at this point, but I kept hearing all these things like, "Doug, you should have been here when the registration, when it wasn't online registration. There was papers on the board and people were mailing stuff in." And so yeah. I just want to, you know, I want to hear it from the source that it's definitely a much better system if that's the case.
Yes. I think it's important to note that I run the desk, or at least I play a large part in the desk at the convention, but all of the registration stuff that happens before then, not so much. So okay. Yes, people used to mail in those on the back of the booklets. There were these almost like postcards, except it's really just made out of paper, and you had to put that and some money in an envelope and then send it to, you know, some guy and hope it didn't get lost. And mm-hmm. Then, I mean, it really just depended on who got what when and when he got to it. And it's like, you have no idea even what you got into. There's no way to know until you show up and it's like, "Well, gee, I didn't get into a single darn thing."
Yeah.
"Now what do I do?" And it's like, "I have been looking forward to this for 3 months and I can't do anything now." Mm-hmm. And everything is full and you have no idea.
It sounds like it's a much, much easier and much more attendee friendly system than previous experiences. So if anybody has not come to Carnage because of the fact that they didn't get a chance to play any games, should check it out now, because it's a lot easier to play the games that you want to play, which is great. And I'm glad you guys addressed that. It's always good to see when big events realize that there's a deficiency somewhere, and then they make sure that you know, they want to make sure that the experience for attendees is much, much better. How long is registration open until?
October. Should know this off the top of my head. October midnight on the 23rd. So basically October 24th.
Okay.
So yeah, once it hits 12:01 on the 24th, registration is closed.
Nice.
So
nice.
Midnight. I guess it's better to say midnight on the 23rd of October.
Sure.
So.
Now you said that there's an online system to you know, apply for events. Now there is open gaming as well. Like it's not all just scheduled gaming. So if folks want to come and just play various games on, you know, and play pickup games and whatnot, you guys have a gaming library and so on.
Yeah, we have a gaming library that has a pretty good selection of games. Now I've been slowly building it each year, and each year we try and find the games that seem the most popular over the entire convention and make sure that those are there. And we purposely have been trying to set aside tables so that people can come in and open game without, you know, because there are a lot of games that fill up really quickly. And if people are discouraged that they're not going to be able to get a chance to play, always recommend to go to the game library. The game will most likely be there. And there's always people around. They're always willing to try and help out, especially if you go and you find a game you have no clue how to run. Ask the people at the gaming library how, you know, if anyone's available to maybe teach it. And there's always someone around that's willing to teach new games. So
everybody talks about, you know, the carnage and leading up to it, but nobody ever really thinks about, you know, afterwards. There's a lot of work to be done after the con. Like, what is that like? Like, you guys like stick around for another day to like clean up the carnage of carnage?
In my mind, it's not a successful convention if one of the staff members isn't curled up in the fetal position. there is a lot of work, and we solicit feedback from the game masters and attendees to see what went well, what didn't, what we need to work on. And then usually in late December, beginning of January, we have kind of a wrap-up meeting and start planning for next year. So the planning starts right away.
Mm-hmm. That's great. No, you can never plan too much. You know, that's great to know that you get, this is kind of like a year long, you know, process for you guys, which is great. Folks want to find Carnage online. Where should they go? If they, you guys are all over social media. Where can folks find Carnage online?
We have our Facebook page. We actually have the Carnage Facebook page and then the Carnage Gaming Lounge, which is kind of more of just a page that cropped up for people that attend, and they kind of talk about games and gaming, and then the Carnage page itself, which is where we disseminate all of the official information. Instagram, Twitter, our carnagecon.com kind of will lead you to all of those things.
All right. I think that's about it for us. I want to thank Doug and Emily and of course Josh for coming on and talking all about Carnage. If you haven't been to Carnage, you need to come. It's a great 3-day event. It's just a beautiful area. Come, enjoy it. Get the time off from work, you know, and just come up to Vermont for 3 days in the fall, and you'll just have a blast. Mm-hmm. This has been Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time. What else do you guys have to work on before the big days?
I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
That's awesome. He's the president.
That's the best. I'm just gonna edit the podcast, and that's gonna be the opening like tag. The, you know how like they have like the zinger to start out the podcast? I have no idea what's going on. Like, that's gonna be the zinger for this podcast. I love it. That was perfect. And the tone of voice and everything was awesome. You couldn't have done it better than that, Josh. Oh my god, I'm crying.